I figured you would find this interesting, Rob. That's why I'm glad that you're here for it, because I want to get your instant reaction to this, because this is what they're saying in Denver. And I always felt like Denver was going to peacock around a little bit. You saw it with the way the Denver Broncos fans were acting. You know, once their team got good, they won the division. You know, they forget about those 16 straight losses. They forget about Kansas City owning the division. They forget about all the Super Bowl trophies the Chiefs were accumulating while they wallowed around with Russell Wilson crap. They forget about all that. And why don't we get good events in Denver? At least they can admit why they didn't get the World Cup in Kansas City, and Kansas City did. But they do take a few shots at Kansas City, and it's hysterical. Listen to this, Rob.
The biggest loser in the 2026 FIFA World Cup is Denver, Colorado.
The FIFA World Cup has been incredible. But the biggest question asked here in Colorado is, why are the games not being played in Denver? And seeing Kansas City host games is painful. Compared to Mile High, Arrowhead Stadium is a dump. You know what? Arrowhead Stadium is a dump compared to Cherry Creek Stadium. The Mile High City is the blueprint for events like this. Great facilities for the teams to train, hotels galore, and a massive stadium that fills up for soccer matches. Remember the Denver Summit home opener and when Messi came to town? The simple answer? Denver didn't want to pay for it. The spokesperson from Visit Denver shared to me that the FIFA World Cup's official contract requires host cities to take on all of the costs and commit to an open-ended budget. If they refused to agree to those terms, they would not be considered. And the Denver Sports Commission chose not to sign that agreement. Several states with host sites approved tax breaks and funding boosts to help out for the cup, but Governor Jared Polis nor former Denver Mayor Michael B. Hancock approved funds or passed any legislation to help out. Denver is a spectacular sports town, but they've rejected major events like this before. Like in 1976, when Denver became the only city in history to officially deny the Olympic Games after being awarded the bid. And so, the Mile High City watches from the sidelines.
So at least they took shots at Denver as well, but they had to throw Kansas City in there in the dump. What, Cherry Creek Stadium, what are they talking about?
I think that's where the Rapids play. That's my guess. I don't know that for sure.
What's the capacity, though, there? I know that the Denver FC, Summit FC, it's one of their teams they have there. They play in a 12,000-seat stadium. What's the Denver, the Colorado Rapids stadium hold?
Cherry Creek Stadium? Is that what the name of it was?
That's what he said. They could play in Cherry Creek Stadium is what he said.
Cherry Creek Stadium is where the NWSL team plays. It's a 12,000-seat stadium that will become the permanent home in 2028 of their NWSL team.
Where do the Rapids actually play?
That's a great question.
They said they play at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, Commerce City, Colorado. Capacity, 18,062. First of all, the World Cup would stick their nose up at that and say, no, we're going to play at an NFL venue. It's going to have to be played at Mile High. They said it right there. They didn't want to do the proposals. It was going to cost too much money, and they didn't want to deal with it. Kansas City's willing to deal with it, and Kansas City got it right there in the mix with the Atlantas, the LAs, the Dallas, the Houstons. You know, they stepped up and said, hey, we want the event. We're willing to pay for the event. We want it here. It's going to be good for our city, and they did it. Denver didn't. But you knew Denver would hold this in when it went to Kansas City and not Denver, and they are holding that down. And Kansas City's been a great spot for it. Now, you can think this is a total football city, which, you know, I love football in the NFL, and so do people around this town. Everywhere you go, there's someone with the Chiefs license plate or Chiefs hat or shirt on. They love the Chiefs, but you do have a soccer-specific stadium for the women's soccer team, CBKC Stadium. Sporting Kansas City always has good crowds. The number one market in soccer for Team USA on Fox was Kansas City each and every week, even though they didn't play here. It didn't matter. It didn't even matter if the World Cup was in Kansas City or not. They still would have led in ratings because they love watching. It's why Fox only shows Power and Light. Anytime Team USA is playing, they always have, you know, live shots of Power and Light once a team scores and everybody goes nuts. And yes, Arrowhead went wild for Messi when he played. It's not like just Denver goes wild for Messi. I think every place goes wild for Messi when he plays. And you know what? Saturday night will come, Rob, and people will go nuts for Messi playing in a soccer game. I thought that was incredibly unfair. At least they were fair about Denver not stepping up and getting the World Cup, but taking shots at Kansas City. You knew Denver had this little Kansas City envy about him.
Listen, this is a credit to everyone involved in the World Cup in Kansas City. There is not a doubt in my mind Kansas City punched above its weight class. Like, I don't want to sit here and be pro-Denver. Denver's worse than Kansas City. But Denver, if they had put in a bid, I think would have gotten it over Kansas City. But they didn't, so they don't. But credit where it's due. No city hosting World Cup matches is as small as Kansas City, and they have been an absolute beacon of greatness. Anyone you talk to that has been in and around the World Cup talks about how good a job Kansas City has done. We had Allie Trost on the show a few weeks ago. She obviously works in New York now. She says people that she works with are in awe of how well Kansas City has done. So to get the World Cup, Kansas City had to punch above its weight class, and now they have it. They've done a great job with it. So if you want to be salty, Denver, you can be salty, but I don't think they would have done a quality job the way Kansas City has done a quality job.
And playing in NFL stadiums has certainly helped. You see the stadiums in Canada? They're like 22 to 25, you know, capacity some of these places, weren't they? Like
Toronto,
in Vancouver and
Toronto
stuff?
Was Vancouver's a bigger stadium. That's an Olympic stadium, I believe.
Okay. I know the capacity was down, but Kansas City, what'll be, what, 69,000 something at Arrowhead Saturday night?
I'm betting it'll be what right at the 69,000 top end they get.
Because they
Messi
took a little
town.
Bit of capacity away when it wasn't. But you've been to a game out there at Arrowhead Stadium. You've been to a World Cup game. It's loud, isn't it? I mean, incredibly loud.
It's unique in the fact that it's different than any other sporting event I've been to, and the fact that it's just constant noise. There's not like that one moment where it's like, stand up, it's third down, but it's a constant, oh, it's like you're just kind of watching the flow of the game. It's a very enjoyable time. Also, when I was there, the entire upper tank was kind of a neutral, so they were kind of just enjoying the spectacle of it.
Who did you see when you...
I saw Austria and Algeria.
Okay, well, imagine if Messi was there.
My price tag would have been higher if Messi was there.
Did you see those prices go up and down that Argentina game when they were down? They had to come back there at the end. They would go up and down, right? I know the dream was to have Ronaldo play Messi at Arrowhead Stadium. That would have been cool. Did you care who played in Kansas City on Saturday night?
It's better for the local economy than Messi's 100%, here, I'll tell you that.
That's, 100%.
Switzerland, Egypt would have been great because World Cup, but if you're a local vendor, you're very happy that Messi's coming to town in 24 hours.
And Switzerland, I mean,
they're nice. I think it would have been better if it was Colombia, but you know, beggars can't be choosers.
Because they bring a ton of people too. So what do you think the largest fan base that's been following its team has been besides USA?
England, probably. England's got,
you think England?
They had a big crowd down in Mexico City, which is pretty impressive.
Is Kansas City been flooded with England fans? I mean, I haven't noticed.
They haven't played a match here, so I haven't noticed them.
Yeah, people don't just go to the base camp areas and just hang out.
If they do, they're not like wearing their gear around town the way like an Argentinian fan is.
Didn't some teams change their base camp or leave their base
camp? You can change your base camp after the knockout round stages. So like
so if you're on the East Coast or West Coast, you get closer?
Correct.
But obviously the ones in Kansas City didn't want to because of the central location.
And Argentina's already playing a match here, so they stuck around. And, you know, the Netherlands lost, so they don't get a choice. Yeah. They have to go home.
Kansas City had four base camps in Kansas City. The only other city that had two, I think. So Kansas City doubled the highest amount of base camps of any town that had base camps.
Like I said, punching above their weight class.
They really are.